kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Ulamukela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 19 kuNhlangula 2022 kuTipstube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Abongi bathi bazagalela umsebenzi kusasa noma uhulumende ethembisa ukukhuphula iholo labo. Abantu abaningi bathi bethuswa lodlakela lwezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe.
Ukuthunjwa kwabantu, ukubulawa kwabantu, ukuchayana, ukutshiselana izindlu kusinceda ngani thina? Kuthi ukuthi vele akusamelanga vele siphikisane.
Namhla lusuku lwabobaba ole Father's Day balethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ngezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizokizwa kulo msakazo. Abongi bathi bazagalela umsebenzi kusasa loba uhulumende esithi uzakhuphula iholo lezisebenzi zonke ngokuphindiweyo 100% ngenyanga ezayo. Umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezemisebenzi uSikhamfundo Paul Mavima utshele iphephandaba leSunday Mail ukuba uhulumende uzakwenza lokhu ngesikhathi kuxoxiswano phakathi kwezisebenzi labamele uhulumende kuNational Joint Negotiating Committee. Izisebenzi zithi iholo seligugudekile ngenxa yokuwa kwesisindo sedola leZimbabwe. Sezifuna ukuba uhulumende eziholise idola leMelika. Umnumzana Anthony Majongosi omele abongi obulawe uthi bazakhalela umsebenzi kusasa uhulumende aze alungise iholo labo.
Sifuna ukuthi igovernment isale yini yasifakela ema-accounts ethu, ayikhwani, ayenze ukuthi sihambe emsebenzini. So sibatshelele ukuthi vele kuqala le Monday mhlaka 20 sizohamba i-strike. We are incapacitated, sesiba incapacitated. Simelele ukuthi i-government isiphendule isinike imali eyakhwanayo.
Umnumzana Anthony Majongosi umele abongi kobulawayo kuhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Nurses Association. Sixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bathi bethuswa ludlakela oluqhamuke phakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF le-Citizens Coalition for Change kulandela ukubulawa kwamalunga e-CCC ngabacatshangelwa ukuba ngabalandeli bebandla elibusayo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Ukubulawa kwamalunga e-CCC, uNkosikazi Mo Blessing Ali, uLangelihle Zonda Moyo, lo-Edson Chinembiri sokwenze kwaba lokuxokozela okumangalisayo eZimbabwe osokubotshwe umnumzana Job Sikhala nomnumzana Godfrey Sithole okuthiwa bajojozela udlakela. Kubotshwe njalo uPius Jamba okuthiwa wabulala unkosikazi Ali esithi wadliwa imali eningi ngumuyi engakehlukani laye. Kucatshangelwa ukuba abathathu laba babulawa ngamalunga ebandla elibusayo, kodwa ibandla leZANU-PF liyakuphika lokhu. Akwaziwa ukuba uzancwatshwa nini unkosikazi Ali. Omunye wabasekeli besikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC, umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, uthi uZulu usethwele amagabha avuzayo.
NgesiNdebele sithi zimkhize zimkhelele. Lokhu kuhlala kwenza. Abantu abasazi ukuthi baza kwenzani, bahlala babambe umlomo wangaphansi ngenxa yokuthi akusela security, akusela muvike ukuvikela kwabantu eZimbabwe.
Kodwa umnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leZANU-PF uyakulandula lokhu.
Akula loba ilanga lodwa owaba khona imbuthano yokuthi abantu abahambe bayishaya abantu kumbe bathunywe ukuthi ngabona kula lokhu sisebenzise ukudlakela kumbe libulale abantu. Akula nto enjalo. Ofanele ukuzise ukuthi kulabantu abangafika phakathi kwamabandla bejonge ukuzongcolisa ibandla. Lona ibandla lingekhokho lokho. Thina umongameli wethu ibandla leZANU-PF usemile phambi kwabantu wakhuluma ubana into zomsindo tshiyanani lazo. Akufunakali ukhetho alube khona ngokuthi umuntu ungene ngokufunwa kwabantu, hayikhona ngokuthi kube londlakela.
Umnumzana Patrick Ndlovu, umgcini ngcebo webandla le-General Economic Transformation, uthi akulunganga okwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Ukulwa kwabantu on their faith, personal faith, sizukuthatha sokufaka ku politics, which is wrong ukuthi kona sibe le international attention. Ambona ukuthi ku right kono. Let's comment izinto ngase sibonde for sure ukuthi kona kuyalinga kuyalinganisana yini ukuthi kona ukubulawa komuntu lo lezano phezu kungenalana ngayo.
Unkosikazi Roslyn Gwese, isikhulumeli sebandla le-Labour Economists and African Democrats, uxwayisa abamabandla ezombusazwe ukuba behlukane lomkhuba wokungenisa ezombusazwe ezimfeni.
Abachiya amapolisa keyenza umsebenzi wawo, sibona ukuthi kuyini okuphumayo, sibona ukuthi kona bambulalelene bezanupief futhi befunani kade lani sibili okungabaphambanisa abantu bezanupief futhi beze bembulala. Sibona ungazani imeji yelizwe lethu iyabembisibili. And isibona ukuthi manje sila ama-sanctions. Ama-sanctions la bazabe lokho beyengeza. Umuntu we-CCC lengaze yenze i-accident emgwaqweni uthathe athi wesina ukumbulala. Angikwazi ukuthi kona bona basayenzi ama-accidents. Bona basafina abantu we-CCC ngokuthi ngebe-CCC. Nje umuntu wonke nje we-CCC fajikelele nje kuyintando kaNkulunkulu.
UZulu ubambe owangaphansi ngodlakela olwenzakala elizweni, umnumzana Yohane Phiri. Ukuthaza abezomthetho ukuba benze umsebenzi wabo ngemfanelo.
Ukuthunjwa kwabantu, ukubulawa kwabantu, ukuchayana, ukutshiselana izindlu, kusinceda ngani thina? Kutho ukuthi vele akusamelanga vele siphikisane. Imbono yethu simele ifanane ukuphela ngenkani. Kambe ikhululeka bani khonokho? Hayi thina lokhu asikufuni vele, sithi makume amapolisa makayenze umsebenzi wabo, ayiyekele ukuba usayiti yezani kuphela, makayenze umsebenzi njengomsebenzi.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uxwayisa inkokheli yamabandla wonke ukuba iziphathe sonke isikhathi.
Ngabe kukhuluma akumelanga bayenze lokwane sithina uku-insider violence. Njalo banceda amapolisa lama-journalist ukuthi kube lokuthula kakhulu nxa sikhangele ukubala ama-good relations.
Abacatshangelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla le-ZANU-PF ngolwesihlanu batshaye ngamatshe imota kamnumzana Tendai Biti okubandla le-CCC eMashonaland Central. Kukhanya engani uza kuba lodlakela olumangalisayo kusiyafika kukhetho oluzayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Umhlaba wonke jikelele namhla unanza usuku lwabobaba ole-Father's Day. Ngesikhathi abesilisa eZimbabwe besehluleka ukuselela imuli zabo ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Wamanye amazwe lemuli ezimbalwa eZimbabwe benzele obaba idili lokunanza usuku lwabo. Iningi labomama lisithi lehlulekile ukubenzela okuhle ngenxa yokugugudeka komnotho. Unkosikazi Abigail Nyoni uthi kunzima lonyaka ukuthokozisa ubaba wezingane zakhe.
Njengoba sithakazelela usuku lwe-Father's Day lamhlanje, eZimbabwe lolu suku alusho lutho ngenxa sesikhangela umumo wezomnotho lo mubi kangaka. Obaba basakwangisekela izimuli zabo ngenxa yomumo womnotho lo osume kubi. So ukuthakazelela ngaleli, hayi eZimbabwe ambona ukusenzakala. Kaze ungakhangela lathi ngoma sesihlelele ukwathatha obaba sibayenzele okuhle ngoba imali yangkhona ayikho. Umumo womnotho awusivumeli, amaprayisi asehlukile. Sasakwanisanga ukwathatha obaba abantwana la obaba bethu sibayenzele okuhle ngaleli langa ngenxa yobubi bomnotho welizwe.
Udokotela Mildred Mkandla uthi uzamile ukujabulisa isoka lakhe loba kungafani leminyaka edluleyo.
Leli lilanga esesiliqakathekisa kakhulu nanxala lingekho nje thina sisakhula. Obaba belemisebenzi yabo ethize ezimulini zethu. Manje ke khathesi kulo myaka njengoba kukubi kangaka eZimbabwe, angazi ukuthi abaningi abantwana labanye baza kwenza njani ukuqhakathekisa leli langa. Bebathengela ezinye izinto ezithize, kodwa lo nyaka eZimbabwe kangikwazi ukuthi baza kwenza bakuthini laba bantu. Bengibone abanye omama namhlanje bekhangela izinto ukuthi hamba ubaba ngamthengelani, abaningi bebephuma bengaphathanga lutho.
Sixoxa njalo lo nkosikazi Sanelisiwe Hadebe Chuma ngosuku lolu.
Yeah, church iyacelebrate because obaba amalitas kodwa singazinso kufika ezimutini because economically bachayekile obaba. I don't know how they feel on their responsibility.
Umnumzana Mandle Nkosi Chuma ubaba wengane eyodwa uthi luqhakathekile usuku lolu.
Ilanga lanamhla liqhakatheke kakhulu uma sikhangela umsebenzi owenziwa ngobaba ukubana bakhulise izimuli zabo. Ukuze abantwana badle kumele ubaba asebenze aginqe. Kodwa mase sibheka ezomnotho kweleZimbabwe sinanzela ukubana obaba abaningi bathwele nzima, obaba kabasebenzi, obaba abaningi bayasadalala ukubana imuli zabo zidle, ukubana abantwana baye esikolo, ukubana abantwana balatshiswe. So isimo sinzima kubobaba ikakhulu kweleZimbabwe.
Nedlule usuku lwabobaba abanye bengatholanga izipho eziqakathekileyo kodwa kusobala ukuba obaba baqakathekile ekuphileni kwemuli zonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Namhla uEzra Jesus Banda uxoxa lowalwa impi yenkululeko.
Sabona lapha mama kunjani?
Siyaphila linjani?
Ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma loToriso Moyo.
Wawusempini wena?
Yeah.
Wow. Wawumungalana empini?
Ngahamba ngilama 13 years.
Ule 13 years?
Eh.
Usiyanga.
Ngisiyanga.
Usazele indaba yokuthi wasukela ngapha usiyanga.
Ngasukela mina kithi kuse Party Bridge. Eshashe endaweni yokuthiwa kuseshashe. Umama ame ube yipolitician kakhulu. Yibo abayenza ukuthi sibe kwazi ngepolitics. So then sathi sisuka le ekhaya bekunzima. Bebesithi bona bafuna ukubulala bonke abantwana abancane abakhulayo amabhulu. Ngase Party Bridge anti bebengenela le troopers yonke ngale beyehla besiyale konke ozezana obani bani bona laba. Bathi bafuna ukubabulala ngoba bonke abantu laba bakhona basupporta uJoshua Nkomo izaba. So sasesisuka I think angisakwazi ukuthi lesi bangazi bethi baningi labantwana abancane sayofikela eFrancis Town. Ngathi siqale sangena ebubononi konke ephikwe sidlula Francis Town sayehlala endlini yezapu ethiwa yizapu house ebethiwa yiZimbabwe House. Sayihlala khona isikhathi eside sithole ngesikhathi sakhona ngo-75 sithole kuyikuthi kusavaliwe kulwiwe eZambia kulwe eMboroma kwalwa inampundwe kwala amaningi amakhempi khona phana kwafiwa skele ngesikhathi ukuze kufe uChitepu. So then kwavulwa nje very fast sathathwa yindege yewenela yayesifake eZambia airport. Safika eZambia airport sathathwa ngezimota zamaZambieni basise inampundu egangeni lapha saqasha khona
ukuthi usemncane la.
Yes, usemncane vele ayimorali la ngoba besimuzwa uJay wozani buzothatha umbhobho wakho uthi umbhobho wakho uzathwala mbani buzothatha umbhobho wakho uzokhulula ilizwe lakho. Wonke umuntu wazizwa ungani vele
usufikile lapha eZambia lenziwana lapha egangeni la.
Sizafika sa lungiswa ukuthi lingena kumakhampani benza njani saphiwa la mabizo nalawo wavunzayi siqeda lapho sabe silokhu siyenza ama-exercise khonapho. Wasuka lapho ibe kuyi-transistic camp leya. Wasuka lapho kwavula i-camp yayithiwa yimombehla yaqalwa yithi i-group ye-800 amankazana besiyi-9 amadoda so you plus you minus 9 you say 9 plus amadoda ngoba uzaphuma le number leyana i-800
so madoda ayikuthi ukuthi ayikuma-783
yabo. So sesiyenze njalo sayetrainwa emombeshi emombeshi la kwasokuthiwa kule unit eyenzakala ethiwa yizipa ehlanganisa amabutho avela ngapha eZimbabwe. Ibutho lelo yizipra izandla Then was able to ask us in 3 months. Imagine, this is 3 months. Sasuka Lapo, Kotras and Benny Tanzani. This is Hambe Tanzani. Safiga Sasananisha Lama Zan. Lapo, you go over Susu, over Lapo, as Zanga Sazwana, Nai Unitakon and Zanga Savings. Safiga Sala Lako 3 months. Silogusi exercise. Sasuka Lapo, Saya. Saya saba kone mkakawe. Mkakawe lapa ama zanga azani style.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisise siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky uthi baza kulwa ngamandla ukuze eleRussia lingafithini izansi zakwele Ukraine lapho selibhombe labulala abantu abaningi njalo laphidliza izakhiwo ezisetshenziswa nguzulu lohulumende. Abezindaba abereuters babika ukuba uZelensky wethule amazwi la esejikelela amadolobho agoqela eleMykolaiv leOdessa. Kusasa likhefu leJuneteenth usuku lokuphela kokugcilazwa kwabansundu kwelemelika kulandela impi yomvukelo. Sokwisikhathi sezamasiko.
Lo baba mkhulu babe lobola.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethu kwezamasiko esintu, ngalokho kubizwa ngokuthi ngamaseko.
Amaseko babudube kungumoya olandela umuntu othile owesifazana. Okungenzeka ulethwe izizathu ezahlukeneyo, okunye uthola ukuthi ngumuntu oyake lamadlozi angalungila, angathanda ukuthi lo muntu agane noma ende. Kokunye uthola ukuthi kuyibuthakathi ngempela lo muntu yabethakathiwe ngaso lesi simo kusetshenziswa iseko. Kodwa uzakhumbula babudube ukuthi amaseko akudala kwakungewona lawo awesimanje manje lawo anenyawo ezintathu. Loba nje lawo kwakusiba ngamatshe azinsika ayesenzwa nje kube ngamatshe la abe emhlambe enendawo la kuzohlala khona ibhodo engathi mhlambe ngolimi lwamanje ale ndawo engathi iflat ngaphezulu. Kwakube kwake ibhodo lele lesintu lalihlala ke bese lisekelwa yiwo lawo matshe azobe emathathu.
Ye, siyakuzwa baba Ngwenya, kwakungasomkhuhlane yini?
Umuzi lawo futhi wawufaniselwa nokuthi ke umama kumbe ngithi mina intombi mayisendile laphana ifaniswa lomuntu njengomuntu osele eselomuzi wakhe oleziko lakhe lokubheka. Bese kufaniswa ngokuthi umuzi uvele lawo uyabe uliziko okwenza kugcine sokuthiwa ngamaseko. Lokho ke kwenza ukuthi lowo muntu nxa engathi esemncane ebesetshonelwa yindoda kunenkolelo ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi lo kwenzeka lokhu ngenxa yokuthi unalowo moya wamaseko. Ngoba ke amaseko ey'nyawo ntathu lokho kukholelwa ukuthi nxa kujona indoda eyodwa kusazolandela ngempela amadoda azobe mathathu, xa azobe mathathu sokubala nale ekade imtshato ekuqaleni nxa lelo siko lingalungiswanga. Yikho ke kuye kukhangelwe ukuthi ke lowo muntu nxa ngabe ejonele indoda okokuqala ngabe kungenzeka ukuthi yiyo lowo moya wamaseko yini. Kuye kulungiswe ke khona lapho ngendlela eziningi kusika ngokuthi umuntu ulande yiphi inyanga.
Kuvala ngamafitshane baba Ngwenya.
Kudinga umuntu oyaziyo ilokuzana imithi namasiko esintu. Kusetshenziswa wona lawo masiko futhi ukuthi kulahliswe lowo moya ususwe kulowo muntu. Kodwa sizokuthiwa uye ehambe ngempela lowo muntu azayegezwa nasemfuleni. Kwesinye isikhathi kuthathe lawo masiko ngempela ayelahlwa khona emanzini ahambayo. Bese kubuya futhi kuthwale futhi amaseko amatsha nokungamatsha amatsha azafika futhi akhelwe wona lowo muntu kwenziwe nje imithani ithani laphana ezokwenza ukuthi lowo mkhuba lowo umbe lowo mshophi lowo mkhokha ungaphinde ubuye futhi kuye ngoba kwakuye kwenzeka ukuthi nxa kungalomswana athi uyayendela komunye futhi la yaphinda jone ethi ya komunye futhi ngethemba selike abantu sebeke bakunanzelela khona lokuthi kukhona abantu abanjalo othi nxa endele kwenye indoda ingatshona aye kwenye futhi la itshone aye atshone ngempela zabe mathathu kungenxa yakho lokuthi lowo moya osukungasuswanga kulowo muntu. Kuye kuthiwa kutholakale ke nesilwane lapho esingaba imbuzi noma inkomo kodwa kakhulu kusetshenziswa imbuzi ngoba izimo zomnotho sezinzima kulezi nsuku le nkukhu layo bayayisebenzisa.
Hayi-ke wolo mhlasima lapha kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besilobaba umbuso ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Asihlanganeni singabaphileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Lo baba mkhulu babe lobola.
Sile sizwe ezokholola esiKristu silontukamele komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphathelene mfundisi?
Bathandekayo kwenkosi, sihlangane njalo kuyo inkundla yethu le yokuvuselela umoya. Sibonge umsakazi lomsakazo ukubana basinika leli thuba lokubana sisakaze leli lizwi lokuphila. Sisehlukana besibale encwadini ezaga chapter 4 verse 23-24. Siphinde nje njengoba ngamavesi amafitshane amabili. Verse 23, phezu kwakho konke okugcinayo gcina inhliziyo yakho ngokuba kuyilapho kuvela khona ukuphila. Verse 24, susa kuwe ukuphambana komlomo nezindebe eziyisigwegwe uzidedisele kude nawe. Sithe sikhangela sakhangela emulini egumeni lapha kubana ukhulumela eceleni kusukela enhlizweni engagcinwanga kahle. Nxa sesiphuma sesingena emphakathini kuningi abantu abakugcinileyo. Siyazi ukubana abanye bagcine izinkomo, abanye bagcine imali, abanye bagcine izikhundla, abanye bagcine ukuziphakamisa, abanye bagcine imfundo, abanye bagcine abantwana ababagcinileyo ababenzela kahle, abanye baphezu kwakho konke abalakho bazigcinile bona bodwa. Ilizwi lithi phezu kwakho konke gcina inhliziyo yakho ngoba kulapho kuvela khona ukuphila. Nxa usemphakathini yazi ubana konke lokho okugcinileyo ngoba iBhayibheli lithi phezu kwakho konke okugcinileyo kusobala ukubana kuningi okugcinwa ngabantu. Kodwa ungaze ukugcine konke khona lokho ungagcinanga inhliziyo yakho awusoze uthole ukuphila olokuphumula. Yikho siyasibone abanye abagcina abakugcinileyo ngisho lokulala sizwe kuthiwa ubuthongo kabubuyi. Kodwa bagcine izinto ezingi, bagcine izikhundla, abanye bayagcinwa balondolozwa lapha bakhona. Abanye ke balezikhundla eziphezulu kodwa bakwazi ukugcina inhliziyo zabo le mlonyeni yabo uyezwa ukubana lokhu abakukhulumayo inhliziyo zabo kazigcinakalanga kahle. Ngiyake ngimangale kwesinye isikhathi nxa ngilalele lami njengoba sonke silalela labo kukhulunywa khona. Okunye abantu kabasazili, kabasaniki isithunzi izinto ezifanele ukubana abe zinikwa isithunzi. Ngiyake ngizwe lasezimfeni abanye baze bakhulume le nhlamba, abanye baze balibale ukubana nxa bekhuluma emfeni kumele kube induduzo kulabo abashiye isihlobo sabo. Ingabe inkonzo yesikhumbuzo kumele ukuthi labo abachiwa ngulowo oyabe khunjulwa bazizwe bekhululeka, hatshi ukuthi kube sekukhulunywa ezinye izinto ezingayisizo ezibonisa inhliziyo engagcinakalanga inhliziyo yena ukuphila. Abanye sizwe lasekukhulumeni nxa kukhulunywa kubo zindaba umuntu abizwe nozindaba athi buyani lizokuzwa uthi ngithini, abe sekhuluma lezinye izinto ngobana indebe zakhe ziphambene umlomo wakhe kawukhuluma okuyikho. Yiko Isaya ngenye imini uthi kumele indebe zethu zishiswe kwabonakala ingilosi ishisa indebe zika Isaya ngelahle elivuthayo ukuthi abe lakho ukukhuluma kuhle ebantwini. Njengoba kuleli elakithi sisiya lapho esiyakhona phambili, sibune ngesiza kuzwa abantu sebekhuluma lento ezingayisizo, betshengisela inhliziyo zabo ubana kabazigcinanga, bajabula ngezinto ezingayisizo ukuphila kukho kibo. Kulukula sisize indebe zethu zikhuluma into eziyizo, inhliziyo zethu sengathi zingahlanjululwa ngegazi likaJesu. Asikhulekeni babathi kwengcwele, hlambulula inhliziyo zethu sithole ukuphila okunaphakade. Amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Kwenza abatsha sixoxa ngosuku lweziphepheli olo World Refugee Day lesizalwane seZimbabwe esabalekela ukuhlupheka elizweni leli.
Kusigaba sabatsha sixoxa noThandazani Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo uThandazani. Wahamba nini kwele South Africa njalo kusitshela ukuthi bakuphatha njani ngesikhathi ufika khona?
Ngasuka eZimbabwe ngibalekela isimo somnotho ngo-2017 ngiqeda ukubhala uForm 6. Ngaya kwele South Africa and ngangihanjiswa lakho isimo somnotho lokubona ukuthi impilo yami yayingelali kusasa elikhakazileyo kumbe kusasa elihle. Ngise ngifika kwele South Africa kumele ngitsho ngibonge futhi ezizalwane zase-South Africa ukuthi bangamukela kahle. Ngangingelazi izihlobo eziningi kahle kahle ngafikela nje kubhuti wami, kodwa ngaziswa ngikhululekile, ngaziswa njalo ngisekhaya. Ngafundela izihlobo ezikhulunywayo kumbe ama-language akhulunywa South Africa yonke. Ngawafundela njengoba ngikhuluma lawo manje, sengikhuluma ama-language wonke, sengingathi nje ngowakhona ngoba ngabuya ngisasemncane njalo ulimi lwaluseselula. Kodwa hayi, ngaphatheka kahle kakhulu, bangamukela sibili without ubandlululo. Yebo, lungaba khona lapha lalaphana, kodwa ubandlululo lwalungekho kakhulu.
Wenzani okwamanje njalo kule nhlelo na eza kubhatisa kuze kube namuhla khonapha?
Ngafika nje e-South Africa ngathola amatoho kumbe imisebenzi nyana, kodwa kwamanje kangisasebenzi, sengile business lami engilenzayo, sengingumuntu lwana osengisomabhizinisi njoma noma nje liseselincane, kodwa asengizenzela okwami njalo ngiphila kahle. Mina ngathi ngifika lapha kulahlelo, akulahlelo ngitsho lulodwa olwangisizayo. Ngafikela nje ezihlobweni lami, ngaba ngodinga umsebenzi, ngawuthola e-restaurant, ngasebenza ngingilophekayo. Ungasengikhula lami ngathola imisebenzi nje lami ngipromotwa, ngoba nje ngokuya kwenhlahla loNkulunkulu ngagcina sengiyimanage restaurant at a 2 year time. Then ngasengithi mangishiya lami ngase ngisavula owami umsebenzi, kodwa hayi, ngasebenza kahle kakhulu, ngayamukeleka kahle sibili, njalo kangizange ngithole usizo lwabama organization kumbe izinhlelo ezake zangisiza. Hayi, ngaba nje ngumuntu owaziphilelayo ngomusa kaNkulunkulu, la ngokusekelwa ngabantu ngezizalwane kanye namakhampani ahlukeneyo lapha kule South Africa.
Ulubona njani usuku lweziphepheli olo World Refugee Day?
Lusuku oluqakatheke kakhulu, njalo lusuku engiluhloniphayo mina njengomuntu oyirefugee kwelinye ilizwe. Lusuku olubaluleke kakhulu umhlaba wonke jikelele, ngoba baningi abantu abasukayo emazweni ahlukeneyo behamba besiya madinga, ukumbe abanye ngababalekela izimpi, abanye ngababalekela ezombusazwe, abanye ngababalekela nje indlala njengeningi labantwana beZimbabwe. Kodwa lusuku oluqakatheke kakhulu engithanda futhi ukuthi silubungaze sonke njengozulu waseZimbabwe, ngoba lusuku olusiphathayo sonke, oluphatha abantu abanabaningi abaseZimbabwe, ngoba sigcwele umhlaba wonke jikelele kungenxa yokuthi sisasele access kumbe sisasele indlela yokuthi sithole i-refugee emazweni ahlukeneyo. So ngamafitshane, hayi, lusuku engihlonipha kakhulu, njalo lusuku engilubungazayo.
Sima lapha kusigaba sabatsha besixoxa loThandazani Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe waphephela kwele South Africa.
Singakehlukani sihlobo, wothi sikhangele bezikhokhela namhlanje. Abongi bathi bazakhalala umsebenzi kusasa loba uhulumende ethembisa ukukhuphula iholo labo. Abantu abaningi bethuswa ludlakelo lwezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe.
Namhla lusuku labo baba olwe Father's Day iningi labantu likhala ngomnotho osukukudeke okumangalisayo. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje olivalelisayo ngenjabulo umthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube zilalo.